SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's older population is growing year by year and becoming more culturally and linguistically diverse than ever. And with this changing demographic has come a need to adapt Australia's aged care and palliative care services. According to the 2016 census, 37% of older Australians were born overseas, or 1.2 million people, and one in six older Australians speak a language other than English at home. Palliative Care Victoria CEO Violet Platt says different cultural attitudes to ageing, sickness and death has prompted them to adapt their care model to a number of cultural perspectives.
We all come from such different backgrounds, and our culture and our spiritual beliefs really impact on how we approach getting older. Some people use different language or choose to experience pain, that it's their belief that it's God's will that they have pain and don't necessarily report pain or have quite a stoic approach and their face doesn't demonstrate pain.
Palliative care is an approach that improves the quality of life of patients with advanced and often life-threatening illness. But Ms. Platt says it's important to educate those who may carry stigma or fear associated with palliative care.
There's such a fear of what the words mean, and many people think that if you're referred to palliative care or palliative care's mentioned that you're imminently dying. You can have palliative care from very early in your illness journey and live the best life that you can. Doesn't mean that death or dying is imminent, and those words some cultures don't even say or don't want to acknowledge.
With a rapidly growing older population in Australia, this task of personalised care is becoming no easy feat. Current data says that by 2026, more than 22% of Australians will be aged over 65, which is up from 16% in 2020. Back at the start of the 1970s, it sat at just 8.3%. Ms. Platt says, regardless, their priority is to provide services in a culturally sensitive, patient-led approach.
We do have people from culturally diverse backgrounds in more English-speaking aged care facilities, volunteers coming in who can speak in language, workers who can speak in language, family or community members or members of the church coming in and visiting and bringing food that they know the person will enjoy, taking them on visits with community or bringing religious service or ceremony to them. There's still lots of ways that we can integrate and support the individual.
Palliative Care Victoria's new project, the Dignified and Respectful Decisions Program, is offering language-specific resources to ensure that family members and substitute decision makers can access information and support to assist them as carers. The booklet, which is being translated into 10 different languages, including Greek, Mandarin, Italian, Spanish, Arabic, and Serbian, will empower them to advocate better on behalf of their loved ones. Tonina Gucciardo-Maschi, Community Engagement Manager for the organisation, says it's important that families are able to make informed decisions regarding the care of their loved ones.
Making sure that we develop resources that are community tested, that are co-designed with community. It's all in the way of ensuring that people are well informed as possible about the services that are available to them, and that they can make informed choices about their care along the whole journey.
Chris Pavlidis cared for her 89-year-old mother, F. Sathya, for 8 years after she was diagnosed with vascular dementia caused by a series of strokes. After a number of incidents, Chris decided that her mother needed round-the-clock care at a dedicated facility.
The last kind of episode was I was leaving the front door of my house and I heard the smoke alarm. And it was so loud that I reopened my door because I thought it was my smoke alarm. I realised, gosh, it must be my mother. So I said, what's happened? You know, and I go to the front door and I could see all the smoke around the kitchen area. So she'd had a little fire where she was trying to cook and it was just fortunate that she didn't burn herself. And that's when I thought, oh, this is, you know, I can't keep doing this.
Ms. Pavlidis decided to move her mother to a Greek-specific aged care facility. She says for her mother, who migrated to Australia when she was younger, it was important being around her ancestral culture, language and food.
Being at a Greek-specific facility where they spoke primarily Greek and the food, 90% of the menu was traditional Greek food. And, you know, they would read the Greek paper first thing in the morning. And everything they did pretty much was in the Greek language. So that was very important for us because my mother attended a lot of Greek-specific social clubs prior to her suffering the stroke and the cognitive decline. Initially, she said, oh, this is like being at the club, you know, all the time.
Ms. Pavlidis says throughout her mother's stay, she would be a consistent advocate for her care and worked collaboratively with the staff to ensure her mother had the best quality of life in her later years. She advises others to get engaged and learn how to best advocate for their loved ones.
It was important, I think, for the advocate of the person that's placed in the facility to be very engaged, to be very informed, and to advocate on behalf of their person.
Sam Dover, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.